but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on 1450 KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a winter wonderland again today. Also, 97.1 FM KSBT in Sandpoint, as well as anywhere you are at NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's Thursday. This is North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly chat with the City of Sandpoint's Art and Historic Preservation Officer, Heather Upton, see what's going on in her world these days. And in our second segment, we're not having a second segment. I forgot. Got to cut that out of the script. Our second segment just canceled. So you're going to be hearing me a lot today. Adventures in Broadcasting. But in one of our live segments today, we will once again be welcoming folks from the Sandpoint Shopping District, talking about events going on for this holiday season and finding out if you are Yeti for Christmas. Find out what that means and what it could mean to you. So Mylani Williams from the Sandpoint Shopping District will be joining us. But first, a couple things I want to pass along for you folks in Bonner's Ferry. There is a free community meal coming up on Saturday, December 24th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. I'm trying to find out more about this, like who puts it on and stuff. But it goes from 11 to 3 on Christmas Eve, and it's a Christmas community meal. There are some deliveries available. For more information on this in Bonner's Ferry, call 208-290-8303 and find out about the deliveries and all that stuff. Speaking of the Bonner's Ferry area, the annual Santa's Village is happening at Jake's Landing at Port Hill. That is this Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow, 16th and 17th, from 1 until 7, get your pictures taken with Santa. There's a story time with Mrs. Claus, and I hear there's spectacular lights and stuff, hot chocolate, cider, and Santa's barbecue feast. So that's happening at Jake's Landing at Port Hill, the annual Santa's Village, Friday and Saturday. So you don't want to miss that. Coming up in Bonner's Ferry at the Pearl Theater, an event called Twas the Night, a very short one-act play with crafts, cookie decorating, and hot chocolate. It's a holiday event for the entire family at the historic Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry. It is tomorrow, 16th, and Saturday the 17th at 7 o'clock. And on Sunday, there's a matinee at 3 o'clock. It's just $5 admission, and it's a fun thing to do, especially if we get inclement weather, like they've been talking about. So that's happening at the Pearl Theater in Bonner's Friday, Saturday, and this Sunday, the matinee at 3 o'clock. Friday and Saturday is at 7, and hot chocolate, cookie decorating, and a quick one-act play. There's crafts as well. You know, it's mentioning weather. I was watching Chris Crocker on KXLY last night, and for the first time in all these years, you know, she's been there for decades, it seems, she honestly said, you know, taking a look at next week, because originally the forecast for next week was like just butt cold, you know, like below zero cold. But she said last night, she goes, you know, taking a look at next week, I don't know what's going to happen. There's three scenarios. It could be ridiculously cold and fairly dry, or we could be warmer than that and get a ton of snow, or we just get a little snow and it'll be in the teens. It's like, I don't know, I've never heard. I guess the good news is she's just being honest, because then, you know, when I read the spokesman review, whoever puts in their weather basically said the same thing. Hey, it could be any one of these scenarios. It's like, so anyway, I know that today there's a very slight chance of a few flurries. If you get some at your house, it's not going to stick around much. And a low, like last night, about 19, 18, just depending where you are. And then Friday, about the same for tomorrow, high of 25, low of 18. No precipitation, or maybe slight chance. Saturday, that increases a little bit, about 25%. And then Sunday, looking like a fairly decent chance for some snow, depending, again, where you are. Probably about a 60% chance. Again, highs of 20, low of 13. And then according to what I'm looking at here at the radio station right now, we're still going with the really cold forecast. Monday, a high of 15, low of 9. Tuesday, about the same, maybe even colder. Wednesday, high of 12 on next Wednesday, low of 7. Then warming up a little bit, but maybe even getting above freezing by Christmas, which would be a drag if it rained. But yeah, God, what a mess that would be. But anyway, as of right now, it is saying Christmas Day, a high of 34, lows back in the freezing. So according to what I'm looking at, we're still going to get those ridiculously cold temperatures in the middle of next week. I'll tell you what, let's just hang in there and take it as it comes. Just see what happens next week. That's all we can really do. What's happening this weekend in and around the area? Well, I told you about the Pearl Theater in Bonners and the Santa's Village at Port Hill. In the Sandpoint area, there's live music Friday with Ron Kuiper Trio at the Ponderay Winery, 301 Cedar Street. It's the Ron Kuiper Trio and their jazz music from 5 until 8 at Matchwood Brewing tomorrow evening. It's our good friend Brian Jacobs. He is great playing at Matchwood there in 513 Oak Street. He'll be playing at the brewery, Matchwood Brewery, from 6 until 8. At Eichhardt's tomorrow, live music with Headwaters. That will be going on at Eichhardt's at 7 p.m. and will go until they're done, I guess it doesn't say. There's karaoke at the Turvan tomorrow evening. Come sing your heart out with a great sound system and a catalog of more than 10,000 songs. I know our own engineer, Pat Murphy, used to be a world-famous karaoke host and quite the singer himself, so maybe he'll make an appearance at the Turvan. Got those cold schooners of beer. Turvan in downtown Sandpoint. They can do karaoke Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 until till you're done doing that. Also Friday, a busy weekend for the Maya Kohal Band. This weekend, Friday, they are at The Hive, which is reopened with many of you out there know Mac Dybel, who was the head brewer and manager of McDuff's Beer Hall since day one. But he has off on another venture. He's doing some real estate. He's now the general manager of The Hive. And they're back open in Maya Kohal playing a free show tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. So Maya Kohal at The Hive at 9. I think that's brought to you by Realm Partners. So it's kind of, that's why it's free. So that'll be a lot of fun. If you can't make that one, well, Maya Kohal is playing at the 219 on Saturday. So, busy weekend for Maya. Anyway, Hive, that would be a lot of fun. This Saturday, Santa Claus is coming to Ponderay and Kootenay. I have seen this before in the past where Santa is in his sleigh and just riding around for all the kids. You play Christmas music, you hear it for blocks away. It's pretty doggone cool. Santa will be traveling the area. Here's the approximate schedule for Santa coming to Ponderay and Kootenay. Around 9 a.m., he'll be at the Ponderay City Hall. Of course, it depends on the weather between here and the North Pole, of course. You know, if he gets delays at any layovers or anything. 9 a.m., he's scheduled to be at the Ponderay City Hall and Ponderay Village. Around 10:45, Jasper Loop and Carnelian Avenue. Honestly, don't know where that is. 11 a.m. at the Ponderay Mobile Home Park. I do know where that is. Noon at the Mount Baldy Apartments. Noon 20, 12:20 at the Woodland Crossing Apartments. Around 1:30 at the Mountain View Townhomes, Lupine Mountain View Apartments, Larkspur, and 255 Star Lane and Dust Star area. And here's a safe bet. Take the kids to Kootenai Elementary Saturday at about 3:45 till about 4:30. He'll just be hanging out there. So if you didn't catch that whole schedule or whatever, I would imagine you could contact the city of Ponderay and tell you more about this schedule. But that is happening on Saturday. Santa Claus coming to Kootenai and Ponderay. Also Saturday, live music with Bright Moments Jazz. That's at Evans Brothers. Bright Moments Jazz from 10 until 1. Get your coffee going and to check that out. Also Saturday, Pam Benton is playing at the Ponderay Winery. Pamela Benton, live music, electric violin and vocals from 5 until 8. Go to powine.com for more information. And then Arthur and Bright Moments Jazz back at it at Barrel 33 on Saturday. I have yet to go there. Check that out. They are at Barrel 33 from 4:30 until 7. Saturday, there's just tons of music in Sandpoint these days. It's unbelievable. Tom Shepard and Coley McCabe, who are good friends of ours and just wonderful duo, they are going to be playing at the Heartwood Center this Saturday, beginning at, doors open at 7, music at 7:30. Tickets range from $8 till $12. I don't know. Anyway, I guess you can go to the Heartwood Center's Facebook page, or maybe they have a website. Find out more about that, what the difference between $8 and $12 is, besides $4. Anyway, Tom Shepard and Coley McCabe playing at the Heartwood Center this Saturday. There's also a holiday ball dance. Join the holiday ball at the Kokalala Community Hall from 7 until 10. Doors open at 6:45. There's refreshments, door prizes, and fun. Welcoming couples, singles of all levels of dancers are invited. Entry is just $9 per person. Saturday, there's I already mentioned that, karaoke at the Turvan, also Maya Kohal at the 219, in case you missed them Friday night. Amal and the Night Visitors are joining the annual Christmas concert at the Music Conservatory, Little Carnegie Hall, 110 Main Street. That'll be happening Saturday from 5 to 6. The performances of Amal and the Night Visitors by Menotti, a children's opera. That's at the Music Conservatory. There is a Jingle Jam Saturday at Cedar Hills Church. It's out on McGee Road. A whole family can join singing songs, playing crazy reindeer games, and hearing the Christmas story told in a way that engages every age. Also, that's Sunday. And Sunday, there's Coco and Carols at Cedar Hills Church as well. And, that's just a lot going on. Music and entertainment and holiday stuff to do all around this weekend. Here on this show, we have Heather Upton with the City of Sandpoint joining us in a moment, then Mylani Williams from the Sandpoint Shopping District. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
The holidays are the season of giving, and Under the Sun in Bonners Ferry is a great place to shop for everyone on your list. With their unique and unusual gifts, come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, hand-picked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Hi, Jim Parker and Sonny at Parker Subaru. We have a huge selection of great Subaru vehicles in every color and model that are ideal during bad weather driving in the Northwest. A Parker Subaru has the excellent symmetrical all-wheel drive system capable of taking you through difficult terrain. They have higher ground clearance with additional protective body paneling to help reduce sand and salt corrosion that plagues vehicles in the winter.
Outbacks, Crosstreks, Foresters, and the Subaru Legacy deliver all-weather grip and handling. With symmetrical all-wheel drive, Subaru gives you the capability to escape no matter the season or destination.
Subaru vehicles are well known for long-lasting reliability and rigorous safety standards. Plus, there's our unique, no-problem way of doing business.
Every new car sold during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee's selected national and hometown charities. See Parker Subaru or Subaru.com for details.
For sales or service, visit us on the web at ParkerSubaru.com or at our beautiful dealership, Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Dalton in Coeur d'Alene.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Cats
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined just about every third Thursday of every month from the city of Sandpoint, Heather Upton, who is the Art and Historic Preservation Officer with the city of Sandpoint. It's been a little while now.
It has.
And how does it feel to be an officer? Around and police people right. Like, that's not historic.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because one time I was talking to a group of friends about a building in like Spokane, and I was, you know, saying that I wish they would have, you know, done this differently, and I ended up, you know, talking to the person, and they're like, did you report them? Like, like I had actual, like,
yeah. Where's your badge?
No badge.
So what is the latest thing with the Arts and Historic Preservation Office?
Oh gosh, we have so many exciting things going on. But one of the newest things that I wanted to highlight for today is that we have a great opportunity.
Okay.
And that is two positions are up at the end of the month for the commission. So we have two seats available. So if you out there are interested in being a part of the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission, we would love that for you to apply.
And what does that entail? What kind of commitment to X number of meetings mm-hmm. or hours or whatever?
It's once a month, and we meet the fourth Tuesday of the month at 4:00. Meetings run, you know, an hour to an hour and a half, and it's really an exciting time, especially since the commissions have merged. We talk about different things going on in the community. We manage public art projects, work on grants, just anything to support those three different elements.
And so just once a month on the fourth Tuesday mm-hmm. at 4:00, did you say?
That's correct.
And so explain to people, what are the two agencies that have combined?
So, historically we had an arts commission for the city of Sandpoint and a historic preservation commission. And so those commissions make recommendations to council. And within the last year, a year ago, those two commissions have combined, and we added culture as well. And what's fun is and I say we because I was on the Historic Preservation Commission for two terms, which is 6 years historically. We used to do projects with the Arts Commission, so we knew that the two commissions would play well together. An example of a combined project would be the STCU-sponsored utility box wrap. So half of those were public art from local artists, and the other half are historic photos of our community.
Gotcha. So do you guys decide on, we're going to use that picture of that's the ones on in front of the winery? Is that
absolutely? Yeah, that was a really fun one. Those yeah. Jim Parsons Jr.'s photos. Yep, and we worked with actually the Myers on that because it was right in front of their building, and that was a really fun project to do. So it was a collaboration with the museum as well.
And then the artwork, like you see on Boyer and Highway 2 or Pine Street, mm-hmm. I guess. How is that? Do you hire somebody to do that, or does somebody bring that to you guys? Or?
Yeah, we have a call out for artists for particular projects, and certain areas are identified throughout the community that would be great opportunities for art, and it goes through a really great process. So what we're looking for, we have a really well-rounded commission, and so...
How many people?
Nine.
Okay.
One of them represents the Kalispell tribe, so it's wonderful to have a tribal representative on there. We have nonprofit arts organization leaders. We're actually looking for another one in that category. And we're also looking for someone that demonstrates an interest in and commitment to historic preservation. And you don't have to be, you know, an expert. Passion and understanding goes really far. If you are an expert, though, that's always highly valued. We have a standing seat for the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. And then we have a seat for an individual who's a fine artist involved in public art, arts education, or performance arts. And a seat for an individual who is a professional in the area of architecture, historic preservation, land use development. I mentioned our tribal seat, and then a Sandpoint business property owner, and then a seat for just a wonderful community member at large. So the three areas that we're looking to fill with the two positions, again, would be someone that would be a part of a nonprofit arts organization in a leadership role within that, an individual who has an interest in historic preservation, and then just that community member at large.
So in your typical once a month meeting, first of all, before I get to that, so you had you were on for 6 years, a two, three-year term.
Okay. So yeah, they were always back in the day, 3 year terms. And we have a, in order to kind of keep opportunities open to other individuals, we have staggered terms. So there's three 1 year terms, 3 2 year terms, 3 3 year terms.
Oh, I got it. The Elks does something similar to that. So
we changed some things up with the new commission.
Yeah, that's interesting. We just put in term limits at the festival at Sandpoint.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. This was the, well, we were supposed to just pre-COVID, and then COVID hit, and I thought, well, we can't start losing board members.
Right.
So this was our first year where two people had to step off. Fortunately, I was president, so I have to stay on for two more years.
But then in
2 years, I'll be off. Anyway, so on a typical meeting for the Arts Commission, what do you guys talk about? What's on the agenda?
Well, our guiding force right now, which is really exciting, is the adopted in 2021 Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Master Plan. And really, that is an incredible roadmap that helps guide us with identifiable goals and implementation plans. And, you know, we just, as we're getting into this year and kind of coming together, we're kind of in the phase of creating our own roadmap and understanding of what our goals that we want to accomplish are in like the following year and longer. The master plan truly is like a 5 to 10 year plan. So, and then we have people come in that want to do a mural and that has to go through the commission. And we're also kind of relooking at our public art scope and so many exciting things. A lot is going to be incorporated into the downtown waterfront design competition too.
Oh, that's great. So how do people get in touch with you or apply or talk to you about it? Or is there a website?
Absolutely. Well, it's really easy to apply. You go on our website, which is the www.sandpointidaho.gov. And then you'll see on the front page on the left-hand corner, it will say commission application. And it's just a single page. And what you're going to want to do is click the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission, because there's other commission opportunities open right now. And it will, you'll fill in the cover page, and then there's a resume that requests you that you include employment, education, and your volunteer history.
Mm-hmm. And so again, it's sandpoint.idaho.gov, front page, left-hand corner. You click on that, then it's all pretty self-explanatory.
Absolutely.
And once a month meetings for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. That's not a big commitment.
Yeah, I truly believe it's such a large, impactful contribution for a very little amount of time. And we do have such a fun time. It's a really incredible group.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity to just be a part of the city in that regard.
That's great. Well, hopefully people, are you getting applicants already?
We are. Okay. And I encourage people, if you are interested, go on and apply ASAP. And so what happens is the applications go to the mayor and the mayor will go through an interviewing process and recommendations will go to council and it's a mayor appointed position.
Oh, sounds great. Again, we're talking to Heather Upton, Art and Historic Preservation Officer, and they're taking applications to join. What's the official board name?
I know. It's a mouthful. Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission.
Yeah, so you can do that now, or can they just get in touch with you?
They absolutely can.
Call the city of Sandpoint and ask for you and take it from there. That's great. It's great having you on the show once a month and getting this update. So in January, you'll have to tell us how this segment, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well.
All right. We are going to take our second break, and we'll be back with more here on North Idaho Thursday right after this.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner and Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center. Proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay, make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
We can't explain it. So many people have been winning cash jackpots at the Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry that we've started calling it
the Winter of Winning.
And I'm afraid December won't be any different. Lots of winning. Our daily hot spins can make you eligible for cold, hard Plinko cash. And our Kootenai Falls lodge rooms are just $79 weekdays and $99 on weekends. And if winning stresses you out, we have a December head-to-toe special in the spa that includes anti-stress facial, a pedicure, 30-minute massage, and a scalp ritual. 2 hours of spa services for just $109. Plus, we have great dining options in the Springs restaurant. Yep. The Winter of Winning could mean you walk away loaded with December Plinko cash. That'll make for a nice holiday. Book your December getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Making your winter checklist better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Ding dong, ding. Ding dong, ding.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Ding. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a
holly jolly. All right, so you may be thinking, Bob, what's with the Christmas music? I'll tell you, it's Christmas time, folks. Actually, this is my last North Idaho Thursday before Christmas. I know we have one more Thursday, but I'm not doing this that day. I'm doing I have a rather large family, so we do Christmas in kind of like waves. So it's one of my in-laws, kind of, or ex-in-laws, I guess, Christmas thing next Thursday. So that's what we're doing. Anyway, so we're here and just getting in the spirit. We've got the snow, and we've got another weekend and a half of shopping before Christmas and a whole week of shopping. And speaking of shopping, the Sandpoint Shopping District, we have Mylani Williams with us once again. Mylani, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bob? Great, isn't that your niece's name? I'm Leilani.
Leilani, okay. yeah, I have a niece named Mylani.
You were just hoping that you'd get her to come back for back here to Sandpoint, or she's still here in Sandpoint?
No. They have moved. They moved years ago to Morro Bay.
Oh, back, that's beautiful.
I have a lot of relatives in the Morro Bay area who are from Sandpoint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a connection in my whole life, vice versa, people from Morro Bay moving here and vice versa. So anyway, here we are, and what's going on shopping-wise in downtown Sandpoint?
Well, we are just launching this Friday, Are You Yeti for Christmas? And so a lot of the businesses have decided to stay open a little later for everybody, and they're doing some great not necessarily giveaways, but some great opportunities for sales. We've got the 12 Days of Christmas that Finn and McDonald's does. And
been hearing that on our sister station, our flagship station, KPND, since the 13th. And they've been doing that for as long as I can remember.
Years.
12 Days of Christmas. Yeah.
So. And so on the Are You Yeti for Christmas is December 16th, and theirs is boots, shoes, and slippers, 25% off.
25%
off. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Every day they have a different item at 25% off. And get this, on Christmas Eve, any one item at Finn and McDonald is 25% off.
Wow.
Any one item.
So pick your item.
So guys, you know, if you've looked at like their Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirts and thinking, boy, that's a little expensive. That's your day to get it. One item. I want to get that for my wife. But
so it doesn't matter what it is. That's amazing. I would probably go get some more Maui Jims because I seem to have a knack for cracking them. They do have a wonderful policy where you can send them back to Maui and they'll fix them for you. They do charge you a little bit, but it's not, you know, the big price.
And of course they have great, you mentioned the shoes and stuff, but you could, if you don't get that today, you can go on Christmas Eve. So,
yeah,
it's.
Well, I'm like you. I'm doing a several Christmases as the Christmas season goes on, and so I've already done half of my Christmas shopping. But the few people I still have left for, that's a great idea. Hit up all the shops downtown. We've got Artworks Gallery, Azalea's Handpicked, Bella Terra Boutique, Burlwood Dreams. Love that place, Corey. Mm-hmm. You're the bomb. Carousel Emporium. For all you ladies, they now have a men's department, and I'm not going to say what I bought, but I did get some really cool Christmas presents from there for my guys. Creations, I bought all my grandkids' art supplies from Creations and some cool little cars and things you put together. Eve's Leaves has some beautiful things. Finn and McDonald, which is we were just talking about, is doing some great 12 Days of Christmas, 25% off. You can look up them on their website as well. And Le Chic Boutique, Larson's, Gethsemane Oil, Grace and Joy. I saw something shiny. Don't forget their hamburgers. Holy cow.
Really?
Oh, well, actually, let me say holy bison. Mm-hmm. Holy Wagyu. I think it's Wagyu. Whatever it is, it's the bomb. I go there often and just for the hamburgers. Not to say that their other stuff isn't amazing as well. Jalapenos. Oh, they got some great margaritas. Le Chic Boutique, very beautiful things in there. Larson's, you can never go wrong. Meadowbrook Home Furnishings, come on now. You go walk in there and everything sparkles. It's beautiful. There's so many others.
We got time. Go ahead.
That Ponderay Winery. We had the best time at the Ponderay Winery for Ladies Night and 219 Lounge. Those two really rocked it for us. We had a first and second prize winner, and they just, the gals were out there in droves. They had fun. They shopped. They drank. I think their husbands had a good time. I was giving away prizes all night long at Barrel 33, 219, and at the wine bar, Pondere Winery. So we had a good time. Pickled Kitchen, Whiskey Jack Gallery, Papillon Beauty Boutique, Sharon's Hallmark. Those are a few of the places that are going to be doing some specials tomorrow with Are You Yeti for Christmas.
Wow.
We also have Sugar.
Now, you mentioned La Chic Boutique.
Yeah.
I tell you, I had never gone in there till like three Christmases ago, and I just wandered in to see what it was all about, and I found these, they have great puzzles that I can't find anywhere else.
Right.
You know, like 1,000-piece puzzles.
Yeah,
so
they have some
kind of
really
been
cool.
Traditional that I buy a couple of those and give them as Christmas presents to people that I know who have nothing but time all winter.
Right.
It's a great thing for like a couple to do. But like I said, they're puzzles that you don't find in a typical toy store. So they're really pretty neat. So
that's awesome.
Something to check out.
I love that. They have some really neat, unique. Actually, all of the stores downtown have something unique, which, you know, you go to, I mean, my husband and I like to go to small towns and check out the different galleries and stuff because he's an artist. And you go to our downtown and every store really does have some of their own unique qualities. They have something that you can't find at any of the malls and really at any of the other small town shops. So we're really kind of a unique place, I think, Sandpoint.
Speaking of unique, tell me about the Peppered Mercantile. Isn't that where Starbucks used to be?
Yes.
So I have yet to go in there. So it's next door to Spud's.
Yes.
What happens inside those doors?
Oh, well, first and foremost, Megan is from Hawaii. Her and her husband Matt are from Hawaii. And so they're wonderful. I love reconnecting with friends and family from Hawaii. They have a beautiful spot in there. They have a lot of different housewares, you know, little things, beautiful gifts, clothes. They have a fresh juice bar in there now. Where you can go in and get, you know, orange juice and pineapple juice and all kinds of really amazing juices, as well as just having, you know, some beautiful things to buy for Christmas. Right now, she's got just a whole line of skincare as well. She's just got something for everybody, I think, in there.
Another one on this list that you mentioned juices made me think of it is Yafe Beauty and Wellness Collective. What happens in there?
Oh my goodness. Well, her food is fabulous. If you haven't been in there, she has it. It's more of a Mediterranean pita hummus type of real healthy food. And then she also has a huge bar of mocktails that does amazing things to your body, cleanses you out to the point where you're like, okay, I might have to come in here once a week just to feel good. And then she also has a line of skincare that, I'm a huge proponent in skincare and been doing it since I was 25, and I'll be 58 in about 2 weeks. And I don't feel 58.
Just a youngster.
But I went in and she showed me what she had and I was thrilled, and I bought her whole line.
Oh, wow.
And I've been using it for about a month and a half now and I just love it. So she's got a lot of different things, and she's also right connected with 7BIV, which I'm sure you are going to ask me about next.
How about 7BIV?
7BIV, we're going to talk about. She is amazing. She has got the key to making you feel rejuvenated. You go in, she has different vitamins that you can have basically IV'd, put in your system instantly. And she also provides...
I think Keith Richards had that done years ago.
Yeah, no, was it Keith Richards?
Something like that.
Somebody had their liver replenished. I don't know.
No, he supposedly had all, during the height of his drug days, had all of his blood drained out and
put back in. This is a little different. I don't know.
I was just joking. They don't do that.
They don't do that at 7BIV.
But they do have hydration.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, seven, and they also do B12 shots and D shots. And, you know, if you're thinking, man, I'm really low, I'm feeling, you know, I'm not feeling the spirit because it's so dark and gloomy, go in and see her and she'll give you a good dose of something, make you feel better.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of connected to Yafe.
Yeah, it's in the same, it's in the same building.
So it's called Are You Yeti for Christmas? And why the Yeti part? How does that play in? And I know on your poster, there's a picture of Sasquatch.
Well, we've got a Yeti walking the streets. And for the first couple of weeks before Christmas, we decided to have him go and try on things at different, at our different locations. And we have it on our Facebook and on our website that he kind of goes in and checks out what you got going on in your store. And so it gives everybody a little idea besides the radio, gives you a picture of what the stores look like. And so we decided that, you know, everybody wants to know how to find a Yeti or a Sasquatch or something. So it would be kind of fun. And he kind of roams the town and gets into the stores and hangs out with people.
So you bring the family downtown tomorrow evening and you get your picture taken?
Absolutely. If you find the Yeti, take his picture and post it on Facebook, on our Facebook, and we will have some things that we're going to be doing for giveaways. We just haven't announced it yet.
Gotcha.
But we definitely would love to have you come on our Facebook and join us at the Downtown Shopping District.
This is just tomorrow?
Yes, just tomorrow. Are You Yeti for Christmas?
So from when to when?
From 4 to 8.
4 to 8, go downtown, find the Yeti, be walking around, going from business to business. And get your picture taken with them, put it on your Facebook page. You could win great prizes.
Yes, and tag us with it, with the Soundpoint Shopping District and or the Downtown Facebook.
All right, and I want a quick reminder for We've Got to Go, just putting in a plug for the free community meal in Bonner's Ferry at the Boundary County Fairgrounds. Mark your calendars, folks, on Christmas Eve from 11 to 3. It's absolutely free, and there are some deliveries available as well. So
that's wonderful.
Write down this number, 208-290-8303, or else you could also find it on Facebook. So get more information on that. As I said in the beginning, big weekend this weekend for Maya Cohall tomorrow night at the Hive, which is back
Yay,
in business with
that's
Mac.
Awesome.
Back with Mac, I guess should be their saying. And then he's also playing on Saturday at the 219. And if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, there's the Rub at the Hive as well for just $10, $15 at the door if there's any tickets left. And the Rub, you know, they play at Schweitzer, so you've probably seen them at some point in your life. Leilani, thanks for joining us once again and
thank
for all
you
do for the Downtown Shopping District. Do you guys have a website or you just see you on Facebook or what?
We do. The sandpointdowntown.com is our website.
Sandpointdowntown.com.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
And I want to just throw a quick shout out to Northern Grind. They are now down at the bridge as well.
I was having breakfast yesterday at the Bluebird Bakery and I saw his sign across
the
street.
Yeah. So happy to have him out there.
That's great stuff. And another quick reminder for those of you in Bonner's Ferry at Jake's Landing, a little north of there at Port Hill, the annual Santa's Village is happening Friday and Saturday from 1 until 7. Go check that out. And also Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry, Twas That Night, a short one-act play with crafts, cookies, decorating, and hot chocolate. Just fun for the entire family. They also have a matinee Sunday at 3. That's it for us today. That's my last show before Christmas. So happy holidays, everybody. Till after that, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.
Santa's got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick.